We are back on Forsyth Sports 365. Steven Strami, the O-line coach. Strom, hey, man, they did a pretty good job, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. You can tell it's great to see them grow in 3-4 years. I remember those guys coming in as freshmen.
Talk about that, man. Because these are studs. These are a couple of stout young men.
Absolutely.
And talk about them as freshmen.
Oh, they both came in with, you know, obviously great genetics, I guess you would call it. You know, they walk up to you and you can't believe that those kids are 14, going to turn 15 years old. And, to watch them grow, they've gone from younger, physically and mentally, on the immature side growing up, just to see how much discipline is required from our guys and to watch them go from, 14-year-olds that are running around like chickens with their head cut off at practice, not knowing which way to go, and, yes, sir, absolutely, and to see them going into their senior year, making plans, going to college, looking to play some college football, and figuring out what they're going to do with their life and go on beyond football, beyond West Forsyth is pretty cool. And that's what makes coaching so much fun is the kids. It's all about, it's all about building those relationships. And so that's the best part of coaching football is, hopefully having a positive impact on their lives. So yeah, very, very neat. Two very, very good stories with Hunter Jolly, Ryan O'Neill, starting off as freshmen, and then
share some insight
now carrying the torch.
Because Jolly started a few games, and you said O'Neill did too. Both of them started some games on your O-line last year.
Absolutely, yes.
Give me some insight into how that went. Coming into the season, were they ready to go, or did they really progress as juniors?
Ryan came in as a returning starter. He actually got some starts as a sophomore, and you could tell as most sophomores are in 6A, now going into 7A, that any sophomores that you've got starting on the offensive or defensive line, they better be ready. And you could tell that as a young player, he was a little overwhelmed at times, but being able to have some of those starts under his belt as a sophomore coming in, Ryan coming in as a junior, that helped him tremendously. And now having, 8, 9, 10 starts, he had some ankle injuries last year and some shoulder injuries, but being able to come into his senior year with over 10, 12 starts, that's huge experience for him. And Jolly's really the same way. He didn't necessarily always get the start as a junior, but he rotated a lot, again, like I said, at every position. So being able to have two anchors on the offensive line that have a lot of experience, and they've been there, done that, they've been in the tough situations, and we're really looking for a lot out of Ryan and Hunter this upcoming season to really take, what could be a very young offensive line this year. We've got some pieces that we're filling in, some tackles that we need to find, and another guard, with Hunter being the center and Ryan being a returning guard. We've got those three outstanding positions that we're looking to fill, and we're absolutely gonna lean hard on Hunter and Ryan to help us develop those players, whether they're sophomores or juniors, so that we can really feel confident moving forward in a full unit, full front five.
So you got some leadership there. What's your mantra to the youngsters coming up?
Ooh, they better be ready. Compete, compete, compete. And that's the great thing. We've got a great group of kids, and all of them, they love to compete. So, it's not like we're having to push them to work hard. They for the most part, our kids, they're extremely hard workers. They're very well-mannered. They've got great mental toughness. And, a lot of them don't have all of those things, and those are the things that we look to develop over their 4 years as Wolverines. But it's great to see those younger guys come in. We've got a few sophomores right now that may push to start on the offensive line, so you never know. That's the great thing about having five positions on the offensive line is there's so many open spots. You may feel great as a right guard, and then we may move you to right tackle because we think someone else can step in at right guard. So you got to be ready. You've got to know your stuff. And like I said, with Hunter Jolly, who's played every single position on the offensive line, that is a huge advantage for him, not only to be able to be moved around within the game, but also to be like a second coach for me on the field, on the game field and practice field, helping with those younger guys on the offensive line.
Steve Strami, the O-line coach here at West. We do this with every coach. We got to find out what your day job is.
U.S. history teacher.
U.S. history.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Five classes of U.S. history. I've been doing that for, I guess, about 8 years now.
That's fantastic. So, yep. In talking to Coach Clack, he mentioned he teaches some history too, and I just said, you know, there's a lot of history teachers that end up
coaching.
Absolutely,
yeah. Coach Clack and I started across the hallway from each other. We kind of built the U.S. history course that we have that we run. There are three teachers that teach on level U.S. history: myself, Coach Connell, who's the defensive line coach, and Coach Thompson. He is the girls lacrosse coach, and he used to coach football with us as well. Coach Clack and I go way back. Back in 2008, teaching some U.S. history, and now, Coach Clack.
You're knocking heads together.
Absolutely, and it's fantastic. I've loved every minute of it.
Well, we appreciate you being here, Strom. Stephen Stromme, the offensive line coach here at West Forsyth, here as we go inside West Forsyth spring football. Thanks so much, man. We'll see you soon, okay?
Yes, sir. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back with Coach Clack right after this on Forsyth Sports 365.
Can't build a good home without a good design. Gordon Thomas Design Group, we design homes to fit your lifestyle. Our services include custom designs, production home builder design, and product strategy. Check us out at gordon-thomas.com for more information. Be sure to support the businesses that support the Wolverines. Gordon Thomas Design Group, simple, innovative, design. Proud sponsor of West Forsyth Football. Go Wolverines!
Hey, Wolverine families, you all probably know Brian Yearwood, the tall, bald guy that's always running around the concession stand on game day. He's our game day operations director, and his company, Custom Mortgage Services, is a big sponsor of Wolverine football. Custom Mortgage Services is located in Vickery behind the Y, and if you're looking to buy a new home or need to refinance, consider keeping your business in the Wolverine family. Brian will be happy to do a 5-minute mortgage checkup for you to see if you might save some money by refinancing. Flag him down at West or give him a call, 678-992-7100. Custom Mortgage Services, the Wolverine community's choice for affordable den financing for more than 15 years. See their banner on the Forsyth Sports 365 front page. Let's help support our sponsors that support West football. Go Wolverines!
Greg Golden with you inside the bowels of the den with the head coach, Adam Clack, in the hot seat. Welcome back, Coach. Nice to have you again.
Thanks, Greg. Glad to be here.
Hey, the girls gave it their best shot down there Friday night. The West Forsyth girls playing for that state championship against a good Lassiter team, 2-1, a final. You were there with some of your pals. Great experience?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, it's those girls, a lot of the girls on that team, like we said earlier, were on the girls' semifinal basketball team, and to take two teams in one semester, you know, all the way to the end like they did, it just hats off.
Who's the coach of that soccer team?
Coach Jason Bayush is the soccer coach, but those girls are special. What was really cool, giving the guys day off and administration put together a spirit bus and brought some fans down, and you look around, Coach Stromme and I rode down there together, and Coach Pruitt was down there, and we sat together, and we had the best section all the way down to Macon, and saw at least 20-25 football players down there hooting and hollering, and they didn't know what they were talking about, man, but they sure were excited to pull for those girls. And I tell you, it was a tremendous effort. It really was a tremendous effort, and you turn the scoreboard off. You're successful anytime you give an effort like that, and again, just hats off to the girls. And
sure, state finals, man. That's terrific. That is just awesome. All right, back to football here at spring practice. I had a great interview with Tommy Jones, the head of the booster, the president of the booster club, And we did our interview out there on the bench. And halfway through our interview, you pulled the team over to the sideline. And in the background, we could hear you giving them a little pep talk or something like that, but we couldn't hear it clearly. What were you saying to the boys during that moment?
We were transitioning it from our kind of fundamental periods into a very highly competitive situational period. And a big thing with me is if you in this program, and again, I learn a lot from one of our assistant coaches, Coach Eric Tryon, who runs a very successful business, and clarity is the theme, you know. And if you want kids to give great effort and you're going to hold them to a high standard, well, then it's on you as the coach and as the leader of a program to set the expectation and the direction of what they're going to go. So not only from a program standpoint, but from an individual practice day-to-day standpoint. So at that time, it was our water break, and I just wanted them to know exactly what the situations were going to be, how we wanted the roles is what we call it, you know, this group up now, then that group up, then we're moving to this situation, we're doing that. And I think that feeds into the whole philosophy of our tempo. We're going to practice as fast as we can practice. And that means guys got to be running on and off the field to and from spots. And I think, you know, we lift that way. Everything we do, we want to have a sense of urgency. And you can't be urgent if you don't know where you're going. So that point of the practice, they were regrouping, getting some water, and while they were on me, I just wanted to explain to them this is exactly how it's going to go. And man, these kids, that's the thing. If you set the course for them, and you clearly identify what they want to do, they more than not will carry out what you need them to do. So had a great practice. It was highly competitive, and
You had your draft on Saturday, right?
Absolutely.
How did that go? It was pretty fun.
Oh yeah.
Big time.
Oh yeah. We got some wings in here and divided the coaches up, and you know, we went by position groups, and they were drafting their guys, and there's a lot of strategy because now we got guys in two positions, and so, you know, we might have been drafting running backs, but they had, you know, well, this running back also plays linebacker, and so maybe I can give me a 2-for-1 here or something like that. So it's fun to watch those guys.
I know the drills are all team oriented, but have you split them into your teams today?
No, there's still a lot of teaching to do. So right now we're still focused.
Are you
going
to give them a chance to do that before we get to Friday?
On Thursday, we'll have a short fundamental period where we'll still be all together, and we'll do some special teams. But then, about halfway through practice, we'll split them off into their blue and gold teams, and their coaches will take them from there and show them how they, you know, again, set a clear vision of how the game's going to roll and when they'll be on and when they'll be off and all that kind of good stuff. So we can't wait to see them get cranked up and ready to rock.
What do you think of your young men here, Ryan O'Neill and Hunter Jolly, with their interviews? They stepped up like they were old pros, didn't they?
I tell you what, I think this is so good. Our theme of this program is to build men of integrity, not just football players. And little things like this I get excited about because it gives them the opportunity to do something different and to develop some skills like that. And you heard Coach Rooney talking about DECA and how those guys have been doing mock interviews and presentations and things. And, wow, you saw it come in clear right there.
They sat right up here like, hey, this is old school, man.
Absolutely.
I've been here.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you letting them have a minute with us. And it's great. It's inside West Forsyth Spring Football, and we appreciate it very much. New episode coming up tomorrow. Make sure you tune in for that. But go back and listen to this one again. This was special. Some great responses from Ryan O'Neill and Hunter Jolly from the perspective of the players here during spring practice. Thanks so much, Head Coach Adam Clack on Forsyth Sports 365. I'm Greg Golden. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on 365. Goodbye, everybody.
This has been Inside West Forsyth Spring Football, brought to you by Castleberry Ale House, a West Side favorite for friendly family dining and late night fun. By the Gordon Thomas Design Group, simple, innovative design. And by Custom Mortgage Services, the Wolverine community's choice for affordable den financing for more than 15 years. Exclusively on Forsyth Sports 365.